laptop. Hope smiled at her significant other as he closed the distance between them. He was dressed for bed in a pair of silk pajama pants that rode low on his hips. Kendall Clark leaned down and brushed his mouth over her parted lips. She kissed him deeply, enjoying the feel of the crisp hair above his top lip. A woman's husband who refuses to back her up. His fingers circled her neck. "You know I always have your back." "My back and my front," she teased. "You got that right. Aren't you ready to go to bed?" His deep voice rumbled in his chest. It was after 11. "Yes." Her throaty voice dropped an octave. The word was barely out of her mouth before Kendall swept her up into his strong embrace. He shifted her weight and carried her into a bedroom in his Brooklyn Heights duplex. Hope tightened her grip on his neck and rested her head on his shoulder. She hadn't wanted to believe it, but she had fallen in love. It had been 3 years since a mutual friend introduced her to KC, and at first glance, she had dismissed him as someone she would never consider dating. Not only did he not look like her type, but he was also an accountant. She'd thought watching moss grow on a rock would be more stimulating than interacting with a man who found balance sheets and investment portfolios the pinnacle of excitement. All of that had changed once she'd taken the advice she dished out to her readers whenever they complained of not being able to find a good black man, and decided to give him one try. She discovered that KC was an astute businessman, disease and drug-free, not a baby daddy, and did not have a string of crazy chicken-head ex-girlfriends harassing him. It no longer mattered that he was shorter than average, balding, and matched her weight pound for pound. He was sensitive, generous, and had impeccable manners. The coup de grace had come when he'd picked up her 5'9", 170-pound body with the ease of a running back carrying a football the length of the field, removed her clothes in under a minute, and made love to her in a way that had left her screaming for someone to dial 911 to stop his sensual assault. He lowered her to the king-size bed, his body following. Supporting his weight on his arms, he pressed his groin to her middle. His dark gaze lingered on her mouth before it inched up to her eyes. "I love you, Hope." She closed her eyes. "And I love you too, KC." He touched her cheek. "Open your eyes, baby." She complied. "Why do you always close your eyes whenever you tell me you love me?" Kendall ran his forefinger down the length of her short, straight nose. The light from the bedside table lamp threw a shaft of light across her face, illuminating the warm orange and gold undertones in her flawless mahogany skin. "I wasn't aware that I do." "Well, you do," he countered softly. "Can't you tell me that you love me without shutting me out?" She gave him a direct stare. "I love you, Kendall. Is that better?" He laughed, displaying a mouth filled with large, perfectly aligned teeth. Tiny lines fanned out around his eyes. "Yes, baby." Hope smiled as Kendall slowly and methodically unbuttoned her man-tailored shirt, pushing it off her shoulders. His gaze lingered on the swell of flesh rising above the cups of a white lace bra. Reaching around to her back, he unhooked the bra and removed it. She raised her hips as he eased her leggings and panties down.